They fake a handoff near side. Alex Smith has a pocket set. He's throwing long. He's got Wilson. Near side. Down to the Raider 29-yard line. Albert Wilson on a long bomb. And it's the play of 47 yards, the longest pass of the season for Kansas City.
Andy, you're getting some chunk plays now for 2 weeks. I think five players have had their high either for the season or the career. What about getting those chunks and the ability to do that against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, it shortens the field for you a little bit. The place it gets you is your drive time, but you'll take that. You need a few of those. We'll need a few against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a good football team, notoriously a good defense. Those help. They help just in the big picture, the big offensive picture of things.
You've seen a lot of blitz in the last 6 weeks. It seemed like in the Oakland game you handled it much better. What about the maturation of your guys in handling that? Because Dick LeBeau is coming soon.
Yeah, now Dick, he brings everybody but the popcorn vendor, right? The guys did better. They bought Alex another tick of time, and in this business that's important.
Keep rolling. Stay close now, right? Stay close. Nice. Hey, you guys keep rolling, man. Keep rolling.
It allows you guys to get downfield and do some things. So the best part is we can continue to improve, really in all phases. But, we can continue to get better and, from an offensive standpoint in a lot of different areas. And that part excites you.
Let me ask you about the special teams phase. Last year you had 11 non-offensive touchdowns. This year just three. But DeAnthony Thomas's return, what did that do for you in that game, and what about carrying over to the Pittsburgh game with getting explosive plays and special teams?
You know, you're coming off a game where not everything kind of went your way, and so those are the things you remember. You know, I'm talking about the Cardinal game, and you try to erase those. And
here he goes at the 40. They're going to block the punter. He goes up the left sideline. Thomas at the 25-20.
All of a sudden you get one of those, and it goes, whoa, okay, we're there. We're rolling.
DeAnthony Thomas, an 80-yard punt return for the rookie, and the Chiefs ignite the fuse.
And you can build on that. So that's I think that's what it did. It was a nice shot in the arm, and I think guys fed off of it, and we were able to put some things together there.
You've mentioned kind of recalibrating tackling, because you've talked about tackling now for a month. How much better was it against Oakland, and how imperative it will be against the Steelers?
Well, it was. We had not tackled very well. And really, that's kind of where it started when we played Oakland. And we're able to do a better job. And it starts up front. So, and then it works to your linebackers. And then it gets to the secondary. And so I thought we did a nice job of presenting a pretty sturdy wall between the defensive line and the linebackers. And then our safeties came in and filled when needed. You saw a couple of corners come in and fill. And, you know, that, I thought coming out of that, that was a, you know, we'd done a better job. And it was a real positive there.
Caught by Le'Veon Bell, sprinting away from Emmanuel Lemur, and he's into the end zone for a go-ahead touchdown.
They're number one in the league in time of possession. On the average, they have it 33 minutes, and it seems to center around Le'Veon Bell. What about trying to defend these guys and starting with defending Bell?
Yeah, and over the last few games, I mean, I think they're averaging over 30 points, so the best way to stop a good offense is to hang on to the football with your offense. And then defensively, Bob's always on top of his game with putting game plans together, and he'll do a nice job with that. And then, you know, our guys love playing physical football, and that's what Pittsburgh's all about. Chiefs are about. It should be a heck of a battle right there. Their offense versus our defense. It's exciting.
Big Ben, interesting. Threw for over 500 yards in a game. Your thoughts on Roethlisberger and how you at least try to neutralize the guy?
He is Big Ben. I mean, he's a big man, and he plays the game that way. If you think you're going to tackle him with one arm, you might as well forget about that. You got to wrap him up, and then you've got to play the whole play from a secondary linebacker position. So his escapability is unique. And he makes plays after he breaks out of those things. And so, you know, you want to make sure you play to the whistle, as they'd say. And then right now he's got that run game going. Their play pass stuff is going well. You got to attack, whether it's him or the receiving core that they have. And they've got an explosive one that you've got to take the right approach against them.
Final question, and it deals with the psychology of the moment. These are the playoffs before the playoffs. Your guys in handling it, because you got a lot of young guys now kind of in this role for the first time. What are you seeing about how they're handling it and the veterans helping the younger guys?
Yeah, well, the veterans have been good examples to the young guys. You know, it's important that they keep that mentality up. You don't worry about anything other than a moment right there when you're out playing and take care of that play. And if you do well, you do well, you better do well the next one. If you didn't do so well, learn from it real fast. Must do well the next one. Not every play's perfect when you have young guys out there, but you get a great effort.